Unions came together at a higher level of organization in what were called federations. The first of these organizations appeared in the North right after the industrial boom of the Civil War. The National Labor Union lasted only from 1866 to 1872. It represented primarily skilled craftsmen, but was open to industrial unions. It aligned with the 8-hour day movement and currency reform groups like the Greenbackers. But it fell apart when it entered electoral politics to run candidates for office. The Knights of Labor Federation was formed in 1869 and included craft and industrial unions. It was more radical than the National Labor Union in that it welcomed women and blacks. But internal squabbling and failed strikes, in particular the disaster at the Haymarket Square in Chicago, hurt the organization. The arrival of the American Federation of Labor in 1886 brought about its end. The American Federation of Labor came on in 1886 and exists to the present day. Back then, it was an exclusive domain of the craft unions. And while these unions would strike over wages and conditions, they never posed a serious threat to the capitalist system. Because they built the steel mills, factories, power plants, bridges, and all manner of industrial and commercial structures, they were tolerated. Some would say they were pampered by the leaders of industrial and financial capitalism. The International Workers of the World, affectionately referred to as Wobblies, arrived on the scene in 1905. They represented the most radical of all the union federations. The Wobblies exposed the notion of one big union. All working men and women, black and white, skilled and unskilled, were called to join the battle against the power of industrial and finance capitalists and the politicians in either party who served them.